you've got two guys in Bruno Caboclo and Baby Nogueira that obviously a lot of people in this city, a lot of people around the NBA are focused on. I mean, Bruno in some way, I think, is the game's international man of mystery more than anything else. Jesse, what are you looking for from both of those players? And as a follow-up to that, you know, we've heard that one of the things the Raptors want Bruno to do is just frankly improve his English, which is understandable. Can you tell, even with the language issue, can you tell yet whether or not this is a guy who's going to retain information and retain coaching?
Yes, that I can tell. You know, the English is still, I don't, you know, he's a long ways away there, that's for sure. But as far as retaining information, he is surprisingly, even through the language barrier, been a really quick learner. You know, it's one of those things, if you slow down and you take the time to show him properly, you only have to show him one time. He gets it and he implements it, which is pretty impressive considering there's a lot of guys who do speak English and play in the United States and we have to show them 10, 15 times. So it's a pleasant surprise, and it's really a testament to, one, just how bad he wants it and how in tune he is with, you know, trying to get better. Because, you know, you have to have a really pretty impressive focus to be able to do that, because it's some tough information we're throwing at them.
Jesse, one of the things that Dwayne Casey told us about Bruno Caboclo last week was, you know, he said, first of all, he said, I can tell you that he's not 2 years away from being 2 years away, as Fran Fraschilla said he was. But he also mentioned that the length that he provides the Raptors and Baby Nogueira as well, that the length they provide you will be useful in practice because it's something that you guys quite often face during the season. And we think of that series against Brooklyn, but you don't always have that component when you run your practices. And what he's essentially saying, it's almost like football where you've got a scout team. That Bruno in particular, I mean, he's going to create some issues for guys like DeMar, issues for guys who are going to be shooting, and that's probably going to help them develop their game in practice.
Yeah, I mean, one of the, one of the unkept secrets in the NBA, and, you know, people talk about length, but I don't think anyone really, articulates how effective and how important it is out on the court with the game today and with the rules. You know, back in the day where you could get up and physical and hand check guys and put guys down at the rim, you know, it's different. It was more physicality. Well, now you can't really guard guys like that. And so length has become such a huge factor. And absolutely, I mean, when you get length out there on the court, you get, you know, five guys out there with their arms spread and then they have great length, man, it's hard. It closes down that paint. There's no gaps to drive. It's hard to finish at the rim and it's hard to make passes. I mean, it just closes up all your space. And really the great players are the ones who can play without space. You know, that's why they're the top 15 players in the league, because most, you know, your average NBA player needs to be able to play in space, you know, so he doesn't turn it over and he can make a shot.
Jesse Mirimas joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Jesse's an assistant coach with the Raptors. He's also coaching the Summer League squad in Vegas. What has surprised you the most about Bruno Caboclo?
You know, I'm really surprised of how bold, I guess bold would be the word. I'm having a hard time finding the word that he has shown for somebody who is 18 years old, who's coming from a different country, who doesn't speak the language. You know, he's come out with such a brashness. He's like, you know, he's taking pull-up threes. You know, he's pushing guys. He's come out with such a toughness to him. And it just really surprised me. You know, most guys, when they get to NBA Summer League their first time, are just kind of wide-eyed and like a deer in headlights. And he has been completely the opposite. And you would think it that would be, you know, different, especially considering where he comes from. So that's been a huge surprise, just how, you know, the brashness that he showed early in his first NBA experience.
Jesse Mermis is Raptors assistant coach. Can you tell us a little bit about Mike Cabongo and DeAndre Daniels summer league, in particular Cabongo, who's a local kid who was with the Austin Toros last year?
Yeah, Mike has done a nice job. You know, he is a big-time on-ball defender. You know, he could be an elite on-ball defender in the NBA. And right now, you know, to be able to get that opportunity, he's got to develop his offensive game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got to be able to finish better around the rim, and he's got to be able to make that open shot when that thing comes to him. And he's working on it. He's got a great attitude. He's been great for us throughout the training camp and the minutes he's played. And so he's still a work in progress offensively. But right now, you know, he has an elite skill is being able to get up and guard the ball and pressure, you know, full court. And so, you know, that can take you a long ways. You know, the NBA is all about finding a niche when you're trying to crack in. And so he's got one piece covered. He's just got to develop the other pieces just a little bit more.
And DeAndre Daniels?
DeAndre is, you know, the surprise with DeAndre is, you know, he played power forwards in college. And I'm really surprised at how good he handles the basketball. You know, he's definitely, you know, we projected him as playing small forward and being a three in the NBA. And he's a lot further along in that aspect than we originally thought. So, you know, his handle is pretty good. You know, once he puts on some strength and puts on some size, you know, he's really jump-started ahead of what we thought he was.
Jesse, listen, we appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. It sounds like we were just talking before he came in the air here, just taking calls. There's a considerable buzz in this city about the Raptors, and I don't even know if Bruno realizes how popular he is here yet.
Yeah, well, he'll figure it out. You know, it's so crazy. Every now and then I think back to, you know, when that playoff series comes up in your mind and you feel the pain. The bright spot was just the fan support. It was so amazing. And as us as an organization, we just want to get back there for the fans and be able to experience that again and try to go farther.